Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is the first day after Thanksgiving, and certainly it's a day for shopping, but it's going to be different for many of you this year. But what is not different is that Christmas is coming around the corner, and it's my favorite time of the year. We're going to be talking about our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a continuation of a long-standing project and ministry outreach that we've had, which we've named Friend or Foe Christmas Project or Campaign. And it's really to provide education and, where necessary, litigation to make sure that the Christian viewpoint of Christmas is not censored, whether it's in a nativity scene or any other area in public school, wherever it may be.
Yeah, in fact, we just talked about it this week, one of the nativity scenes that we're defending in Indiana. That's one of the examples. Every year, these different cases come up, whether it's nativity scenes or people being censored in schools, not being able to wear red or white or talk about Jesus. You know, there's a huge spectrum of things that happen every year.
Yeah, there's a huge spectrum of Christmas celebrations, and what we don't want to do is take it for granted, of course. And if you go back a number of years before we started this, and we also added what we call the naughty and nice retail list, which deals with different stores or retailers that want to take your money and profit off of Christmas, but pretend that it doesn't even exist. And there are those out there, and there's others that have done a drastic change. But if you go back when we started this, the threats against Christmas celebrations, and certainly in the retail market, were much more significant than they are now. There's been a big change in the retail market over the years, but there still are those threats to religious freedom during Christmas. In fact, as you mentioned, we have a case right now pending at the Court of Appeals out of Jackson County, Indiana, and we just did oral argument on that case. We also asked the Court of Appeals to stay the lower court's opinion because the lower court wrongfully, in our view, ruled that the nativity scene in Jackson County, Indiana is unconstitutional. And this would be the first year in many, many years that the nativity scene would not be displayed. So we have asked the Court of Appeals to stay the decision, and we just got a ruling before they're even reaching the merits of the case. That's going to probably come down in 2021. But our ruling is that, yes, we can continue with the display as it was constituted in 2019. That means that for Jackson County, Indiana, and the residents that have long celebrated the holiday with this display outside the historic courthouse that includes the nativity scene with Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, but it also includes other symbols of the holiday, carolers, it has a camel, it has the three wise men, and it has Santa Claus and other decorations as well. So that celebration will continue this year. That's good news. And we also have other cases around the country where we're defending on behalf of the counties against these lawsuits where they're trying to remove the nativity scene on public property.
You know, and we have a memorandum on our page, lc.org/Christmas, but take it down to a personal level. Maybe your child is asked to be censored, you know, regarding Christmas, or you've been censored some way in a workplace. Well, there's different examples that come up every year where people are told to censor their faith regarding Christmas. And that's an issue. And a lot of people contact us for help in those areas.
Yeah, let's talk about the legal issues here. And they're fairly straightforward. With regards to these public displays during the holiday that includes the nativity scene, like in Jackson County, the Supreme Court and other courts have ruled that these are constitutional if it's a public display on public property, a government display on its own property that includes a nativity scene. It's constitutional so long as it also has some other secular symbols of the holiday, Christmas tree, reindeer, Santa Claus, for example. And that's what this nativity scene does in Jackson County, Indiana. So that's clearly constitutional. If, on the other hand, it's private on public property. So it may be a park or, say, a band shell in a public park, and you are a private entity or actor, and you are using that either in a park or you have made an application to use the band shell, then this is private even though it's on public property. You don't need to have any secular displays of the holiday. So, for example, if you had a band shell in a public park or some kind of stage in a public park and you apply for a permit, you could have a live nativity there or just a regular public park. You could have a live nativity there. And, in fact, we do that on an annual basis in the nation's capital.
Sure.
We have a live nativity that begins right outside of our ministry center, directly across the Supreme Court. That nativity has historically included live animals and a whole entourage with Mary and Joseph in costume. And always we have a very small real baby. So it is a nativity scene. We start, we go across the street, we're on the public sidewalk, we make our way into the public area outside of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, here you are. I mean, imagine this. You're on Capitol Hill, and you've got people coming out of their offices, you know, looking, gawking. Traffic stopped because you have this live nativity scene all garbed in, you know, traditional costumes walking across Capitol Hill. It's amazing.
I was there one time, and a friend of mine was driving by in a taxi, and he thought that he saw me, and he did actually see me, but his eyes was trying to figure out if this was real. And it was before the Supreme Court, with the iconic picture of the steps going up to the Supreme Court behind it. If you look the other way, you have the iconic picture of the Capitol. So the Supreme Court's on one side, the U.S. Capitol's on the other side. It's an amazing sight. But there is a full-grown camel, a donkey, and sheep that are there. All there, live animals. We are the only ones that bring these live animals into the District of Columbia. We go through a lot of application processes. But we have a full entourage of people. And they're beautifully dressed in first century garb. And we always have a small baby. And it's amazing. Last year when we did this, we're in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And Jonathan Alexander, one of our attorneys in Washington, D.C., has a wonderful voice, and he sings, and other people sing. And
you read scripture, didn't you?
Read scripture. Mm-hmm. We go through Matthew and Luke, the Christmas story out of both of those.
And that real baby just lays there looking adorable.
Amazing. And the baby's always done that. They're always different babies, but they're always very, very small.
And people are just intrigued by that.
And they're just, like, always very good. They're not crying, they're not moving. In fact, this little baby looked like it was just so content with the eyes closed as it's there. And Mary is kneeling behind the baby. And here you have people from Washington, D.C. that are visitors. You have foreign people that are coming to the nation's capital.
You have legislators coming by. Yeah.
And they see this in the nation's capital right there on the steps of the Supreme Court.
It's never a traffic stopper, yeah.
It is a traffic stopper.
I remember, was it last year, the taxi driver had to stop traffic, get out, take pictures.
Taxi drivers did that all the time. They would stop and they would take pictures of this amazing scene. Now, if we can do that in Washington, D.C., you can do it in any place around the country. Now, you don't have to get the live animals, but you can get other people in costume and do it in front of your state's capital or your city hall or in your public park. So obviously this is very Christian what we do. We read scriptures, we sing Christian songs. It is a celebration of Christmas, and the people always look forward to seeing this every year.
And that's what this is about, Matt. This is Christ's celebration of his birthday.
Yes, and so if it's public property, you can do that with no problem at all. There's no reason to bring in secular symbols, not at all. Right. Now, if it's in the public school and it's handing out Christmas cards, we've had situations where people have been told you can't hand out Christmas cards, you can't wear red and green, or you have a time where people sing different carols. If it's a person who is a student, they can sing Christmas songs. And if it's in fact a presentation by the school itself, a pageant by the school itself, put on by the school, orchestrated by the school, on the school property, and it's done and put together by a school teacher, you can have all the great Christmas songs so long as if it's done by the school, you add some secular songs of the Christmas. So you can have the First Noel and all the other great Christmas songs. Then you just add some other secular song of the Christmas holiday. If it's individuals on school property, you don't need to do that. So that's the pure letter of the law. You can learn more about it on our website, lc.org/Christmas, as Holly said. And let us know if you hear of any threats to Christmas this year so that we can get involved and resolve them. You can also find our naughty and nice retail shopping list right there at lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.